Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.
Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why are you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then they went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and men.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Mothering is not just bringing up your own children, but about giving the care a mother gives. When Jesus was a boy, the whole family and whole community would be involved in caring for the children among them. Jesus' mother is often held up as a great example of a good mother. Yet in today's story, she loses him. Does that mean that she was a bad mother? Of course not. She wasn't careless. It was simply that lots of families from one place would have gone to Jerusalem together, and the children would have played safely among the whole group as they traveled there and back. Here's a story like that from an elderly lady who is saying that when she was a young girl, she always played outside with her friends who lived next door. And I'm sure that's something that we all can relate to, me especially growing up in the countryside. We were very free in terms of playing outside. And there were five sisters in that family with whom she was playing with, and they would play in each other's gardens or in each other's houses. And one night it was getting a little bit late, so their mum gave them a quick hot chocolate and tucked them all up in bed that the sisters all shared together. It was only as when she and the mother was kissing everybody goodnight that she realised that she had an extra one. And her own mother hadn't missed her because she knew she was playing and was playing safe, that she would be safe. That lady was safe. She was tucked up in bed. Was that lady's mother a bad mum? Of course not. She knew that her daughter was safe because she was with her friends and their family. In some communities today, that sort of care between different families is just the same. In other families are much more isolated and don't know what their neighbours so well. God has put us in families and in the church. Everyone who is following Jesus is part of his big family. And I'm sure everybody who has been travelling a little bit, I remember from my travels whenever I'm going to a church, it's another family there that I'm meeting, and it's incredibly comforting. So everyone who is following Jesus is part of that big family, as we are part of that big family. Mothering is not just a job for women or just parents, but it is for everyone to do. And it's not just children who need mothering. Everyone needs it. A parent's role is to look after the children, to provide for their needs and to care for them. What sort of things did your parents do for you when you were very little? Any ideas? Feeding, exactly. In fact, they do everything for us, right? Especially newborn. They parents feed us because we can't get our own food. They push us around in prams because we can't go anywhere without them. They read us stories because we can't do it ourselves. They care for our every need. As we grow older, we like doing things for ourselves more, but we still need people to care for us. Within God's family, everyone can help in caring for each other, just as Mary and Joseph knew that their friends would help them to look after Jesus. What can you do to mother others in God's family by caring for them? When Mary and Joseph found Jesus, he was in the temple talking with the religious leaders. They had a special responsibility among the Jewish people to teach everyone about God. There are lots of people within the church today who have that role too. Ministers and preachers, children's and youth leaders, Bible study leaders, crash and mosaic leaders, as well as our messy church leaders. And those of us who may not be able to do that work can help them by praying for them week by week, by asking them about what they can do and getting involved when more leaders are needed. And most of all, we are all to be good examples to one another of what it means to follow Jesus. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are. The way we follow Jesus and the things that we know about him can teach others and help them to learn about him. And I remember actually when Matthew was a little younger and I was helping out with the kids' ministry. And Matthew was mothering me there because I learned something about Jesus that I actually hadn't known before. And that was actually incredibly humbling because so often, I guess, we just feel we can only be taught in certain ways. But Matthew was praying so earnestly for the world and the nature and for the animals. It really, really touched me. So thank you, Matthew. Mary and Joseph were amazed that Jesus was talking to the teachers in the temple, and they didn't understand what he meant about being in his father's house. All of us change as we grow older, and it can be hard for others to see and accept that, but we need to do so. Accepting people as they are, and so allowing them to take responsibilities, is important in God's family too. We can mother people by accepting them as they are, recognizing that everyone grows and changes. We need to remember that children are not just a mini version of their parents. We have to allow them to be themselves with their own ideas and their own belief in Jesus. And when people start to follow Jesus, we need to remember that they grow in their faith and understanding. Let's accept and allow them to do that and help them in it. We may well be amazed by what we can learn from those who are young in years or young in faith. As he was mothered, so Jesus grew from a boy into a man, into the likeness of his Father God. Let us, by our mothering, help each one to show God to one another and to the people around us who as yet don't know his love.